Hello. Sorry. I'm kinda late. Sorry. But hello. Lucky Sanjo. Whee! Can you guys hear the rain? It's like a bit rainy. I went outside with my mom today, so I was kinda like stuck outside for a bit because it was raining really, really hard, and we're like a wet rat coming back. My mom wanted to go to like do her hair today. Oh, you can hear it just a little bit. Slight fan sound. My fan is really silent though. Damn, you can hear that? That's crazy. Huh, you can hear the fan? I can barely hear it. Damn. I see. This is my PC fan, but I think it's really noticeable. So yeah, I was like at the salon with my mom. Then we had some sushi outside as well. Come on. Sometimes it's nice, you know, my mom kind of treats me to food. Yes. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a nice day so far. Like, I wanted to stream, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know what to stream, you know? So, a space is also good, right? Yeah. Sorry, I went to get some stuff. Mother-daughter day is nice, right? We're going to the hair salon together. Ain't today supposed to be a rest day? Yeah, like I got a lot of work done today, so I was happy and I'm like, yeah. Today is supposed to be, you know, no streaming day, so I can work on like those kind of stuff. But I can just work on it like in the morning, and it was okay. So, oh yeah, I haven't taken my meds. I just came home. Okay, look, listen, I have an excuse. I just came home. All right, I just came home, and like I was. Okay, then we aren't soaked from the rain because like we took like taxi home, but yeah, I just came back with my mom. We were like stuck at the mall because it was raining really like heavily. Yeah, I can check them now. You can hear like meth ASMR, one. Well, this one's empty. Then this one. What? I mean, I just came home. I took my morning one. It was good. I just came back. I have an excuse. Yeah, man, here are GF taking her meds. ASMR. Bye, Mir. Yeah. To split this one. Here we go. Okay. There's this one I kind of don't want to take. It's like, it's not medicine per se. It's kind of like supplements that helps me eat and sleep better. So it's not medication, but it's like, it smells really bad, and I don't like it. I've been pretty bad with these ones, cause like I'm like, you know, like when you take medicine and after you take them, you know, it kind of comes back and you can kind of taste it, and like this is disgusting. Like, why does it smell so bad? Like melatonin or something? Yeah. But it's not exactly medicine. Yeah. It says helps you sleep and eat better and like reduce tiredness from like not sleeping and like not eating. Is it a suppository? It's I don't know how to describe this, but it's like it's not really medicine, more like supplements, I guess. It's more like supplements. Gummy melatonin supplements have fruit flavor. Ooh, maybe I should ask them about it because this I didn't notice why it like smells and tastes so bad. Like obviously when I drink it, I don't really feel anything, but it's like only afterwards, you know. So yeah, I've been pretty bad taking this one just because I just really despise how it tastes. Yeah, it's not suppository. I do not. Yeah, I drink it. I'll take it. It's so crunchy. And this packaging is really crunchy. It smells so fucking bad. What the heck? Like the moment like I popped it out, it smells like so shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? How can it smell this bad? Oh my god. It's Stimki! You know, you always call me Stimki, but this thing is Stimki. Like, I'm not Stimki, this thing is fucking Stimki. Eat a snack or something to help get rid of the taste. I was contemplating buying a cake at the mall. Because, like, we were at the mall, so I was contemplating getting a cake. But my mom was like, No, we go home quick. Like, otherwise, it'll rain really heavily again. And I'm like, oh, okay. Fine. Okay, let's, like, go home quickly, I guess. I wanted to buy, like, a cake. They have some really delicious-looking cake. Nike flavor mess? That's really stinky! I can hold her nose. I'll just take it really fast. I'm just being a baby now. I'm like, this tastes bad. I don't like it. Thank you, dudes, for the cake. I love cake. But I realized I had way too much sweet yesterday. You know, because I went out with my friends and, like, we have a really girly taste. Like, all we ate was, like, ate and drink were all sweet. I had like cheesecake and the chocolate parfait. It was really just sweet. A lot of sugar. Just injecting our veins with sugar at this point. Ew! I start to come back up and I'm like, ew. Kimo. I think a Mezunaki cake is a lie. I took it. I'm already done. I mean, I can take them pretty fast. Cheesecake and parfait. That parfait was so good, guys. The chocolate parfait is so good. it's the goat. For real, it's so good. Like Japanese, like those chocolate parfait, like they're so fucking good. It's insane. I'm like addicted to it. It's so, so, so good. You guys should go eat parfait if you have the chance. It's so good. Good job. Yay. I'm so bad at taking pills. It takes forever. I used to be like that, but I get used to it now. It used to be really bad taking pills. Like, maybe my gag reflex are just very strong in general. But, like, as a kid, I'm really bad at taking medicine. My mom struggled a lot to get me to drink my medicine. I feel bad. If it includes nuts, you're in? I think it depends on the type of parfait. I think it mostly has like it has ice cream, it has like those cornflakes, it has like these jellies and like these really chewy thing that I have no idea what it is, but it tastes good. It has like some matcha flavor, like a cookie on top as well. Yeah. No, it's like chocolate parfait just because it's chocolate ice cream. But you can, there are like different parfait flavors. So like there's also fruit parfait or like, no, strawberry parfait. I just like chocolate, so that's why I got the chocolate one. It's like chocolate flavor. Very, very nice, Tayo. Yeah, I just consumed lots of sweet yesterday, so I was fine not getting the cake today. Although I'm always down to like having sweet though. I have like sweet tooth. Do you guys get like cavities a lot as a kid? Cause like you consume too much sweet or something? Like, you know, when you're a kid, your parents are always like, yeah, you shouldn't eat like too much dessert, like too much sugar, otherwise you're gonna get cavity, right? Like, do you get cavities a lot as a kid? Glad you're getting to treat yourself. Yeah. Diabetes speed run day. Yeah, it was a day with lots of sweet. But usually I don't have that much sweet anyway. I said I like sweet, but you gotta understand, I don't eat a lot. Never had cavities until I was an adult. Oh, I do have cavities when I was a kid. But like, you know, the thing is, it doesn't matter. Because like when you're a kid, like you would, like, those are just like baby teeth, you know? You would replace them anyway. So it doesn't even matter if you get cavities, right? It doesn't matter. Consume, still consuming too much, really get one. You have never like candy or dessert. I love them. Yeah. But like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I did get it, but in the end, I just replaced those teeth anyways. Yeah. So it was all Gucci, you know? I'm doing something at the same time. I want to complain about something so much, but I know I shouldn't, but this is really this thing about like birthday merch stuff that kind of makes me like, you know, but it's okay. Do you have a favorite sweet or dessert? I like a lot of them, but to be honest, I just like chocolate flavor stuff. And like cheesecake. Cheesecake is really good. By the logic, your hair also can grow back. Why not be completely bald? No, but like, it's really common for like your teeth to be replaced, like as a kid, right? Like, you get replaced with like new teeth. So like, it's valid. Saying that is valid, you know. Naki rant time. Yeah, it's just like, like for birthday illustration, I feel like I already have this image of what I want, and like it's just that they didn't really ask me for reference. And like I didn't even know which artist was chosen, but like by the time I knew, everything was already kind of like, I guess, somehow confirmed. So like right now, I don't feel like it's gonna be changed much anymore, and that's why I'm like, you know, I guess I was just like, accept this. I'm like, it's fine. Maybe it'll still be, maybe you guys will still think it's cute. Yeah, I was just waiting for someone to like tell me like, oh yeah, send reference, and like I have to like ask my mane-san one day, and I'm like, oh yeah, like no one, you know, told me to like send reference, and I'm like, oh, like they already started. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? Like, what? But who? It was just like kind of confusing. I was like really confused. Like, eh, what? And so like after that, I did send reference. I'm like, I think like the traffic came back a few times, and I don't think they changed a lot. I'm not sure. Maybe like there's some kind of miscommunication like down the line or whatever. But yeah, it do kind of sucky, but it's okay. It's in the, yeah, I have, but like, it's like they, I did give them reference, but maybe they don't want to change stuff anymore. Like, maybe it's already too late. I don't know. Nah, but there's like, there's that. This is, I don't want to record space so I can talk about these kind of stuff. And this time, my son's already sleeping, I guess. Sure. But yeah, it's just a bit sad, but that's okay. I feel like it will still be cute. So And like a good evening. Good morning, Oishi. Love Naki space, so comfy and cozy. Yeah, I'm just like chilling and like talking with you guys. So yeah, I am chill right now. We're like a chilling state, Dayong. I'm kind of like fixing my nails at the moment. I'm sure you guys wanna know, but like I was kind of in a rush to leave the house, and I kind of like fucked up, like drop one of the charm on my nails, and now I'm trying to reattach it. that's what I'm doing right now. I'm like trying to reattach this fucking ribbon on my nail. Yeah, it is raining here. I was asking if you guys can hear it, so I guess you could. I'm reattaching this fucking ribbon. It fell off. Get your nails done at the salon? No, I didn't. It's like those breast on nails, you know? Actually, do you guys even know what is like a breast on nail? It's like the thing. These nails, like they came in like a box, and it's like they came up like sets of size. And basically all you have to do is like put like adhesive on your nails and then press them on, and then it's like stick. Yeah. So, and like, it's really easy to take them off as well. Like, just kind of like soak your nails in warm water and then just kind of like take it off. You just glue them to the nail. Yeah. Yeah. Like, there are like these stickers, these seals that you can kind of just paste it on your nails. My mom gets press on nails sometimes. Yeah, they're really convenient, and I can just take them off when I want, you know. And you're gonna sleep though? Yeah, I'm gonna sleep like like in a bit. It's still early. I never knew that's how those come off. Can you reattach them multiple times? Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, you can just keep reusing them. Exactly. That's why I want to attach the charm back. So, you know, when I take it off, I can reuse them. Yeah. Very economical as well. Because, like, if you get your nails done at a salon, it's like it costs a lot, right? And you can't really reuse them. But with these things, you can just take them off and then, like, paste them back on. It's just better. And it's cheaper. Let's take and go. I'm trying to reattach it. You can store them for different events. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they are reusable. I know, they're so good. Reusable stuff is really good. Like, you can just reuse them multiple times. So yeah, they're really good. Okay, I kinda reattach them. Yay. Cute. Especially if you only use nails in events. Yeah, exactly. So it's like really convenient, right? It's like, it's really inconvenient having long nails for daily life. So, you know, you put them on, you go outside, and then you remove them. You'll sleep with the nails on? I mean, yeah, but like these things, they come off like really easily. Sometimes like I would go to sleep and then I came up and like, you know, it fell off. Like the adhesive isn't that strong, you know? So I'm like, wait, where did it go? Do you have a favorite nail color or just match to outfit? I'm edgy, so it's usually like black and white with like a lot of ribbons and heart and like stuff like that. You super glue those things with like, you know, injured your nails. No, like they're supposed to be easy to be removed. Like that's the entire point of it, you know. No, but I do want to sleep with them when I'm like lazy. I'm like, I'll just remove them like tomorrow or something. Homo. Now that I have time, I'm going to reschedule the time on this chat room. So now it's not live in 171 days, but it is in 2 years. Let's take and go. Sorry. The free chat stream is rescheduled, guys. So it's in another 2 years. It's not in less than 200 days anymore. It's in another 2 years. Shall we? You're scammed. You were scammed. Sorry you had to find out this way. I'm sorry to disappoint you. edgy nails, Jiraiya fashion. There's your left head acting differently. What do you mean? It's just match and it's cute, okay? Nail glue, not as strong as super glue, but still makes it secure. Yeah, but it's fine. I like it better if you're kind of flimsy, so I can remove them easy, you know. We have to wait even longer? Yeah, but like, you know, sometimes waiting is part of the experience. It makes you desire it more. It's just like, 絶対料金, eh? Like the gap between, the thigh high and like the skirt. Yeah, it's just like, just a little peek makes you want it more, you know? Stay alive just in case. Yes, please stay alive. Please, I need you. Stay alive. Please. That was fake hope. I'm sorry. I'm like, you gotta match, you know? Like, nails in the clothes. I'm pretty girly. Nakki Zettai Ryoki. Yeah, I also really love like Phi High. I love them so much. I have like so many Phi High, like, wait, socks? Yeah, I want to buy more actually. I feel like I keep losing like one of them, and then I just have like one sock. Where's the other? Like, I don't know. Like, recently I did my laundry, and like I only found like one of like those sock, and I'm like, what? Where's the other one? I don't get it. Like, where did it go? I keep looking for it. Like, is it still in the washing machine, or is it like anywhere? I just cannot find it anyway. It's not in the laundry basket. It's not in like the washing machine. I feel like it get maybe stuck in one of my clothes, but I just cannot find it. I don't know where it goes. So I should just buy a bunch of new ones, I guess. I keep losing them. I mean, you guys understand losing like one sock, right? It happens. It happens, right? It happens a lot to me. Like even like when I'm just like was at the dorm. I think that period of time I lose a lot of socks. It's just like I keep wearing mismatched sock because I would lose like one sock and I'm left with like just one from each pair. So I'm like, oh, I'll just combine them, I guess. It's okay. I only wear ankle sock and I lose so many somehow, right? It's just like, where did it go? Small that thing you put socks in when you use a washing machine. I use those. But I don't use them for my sock. I use them for like my underwear. Like, you know, like my underwear. I usually use those nets for my underwear, but not sock. I should have put all of my sock in like one of those things as well. What's the emoji? What's with the emoji? Maybe he wants to be reborn as that net thingy. Uh oh. Maybe Wolfram uh-oh was right. Shouldn't have mentioned it. Voice for some. Yeah, I usually just use them for underwear. Cause like I guess like underwear can like they have like lacy stuff, and I feel like, you know, maybe our clothes might hook into it and then ruin it. That's what I think. So I usually just put them in like the net. ICQ. Uh-oh, child. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's kind of funny that, but was it Oishi that mentioned the password game? Was it Oishi? Oh yeah, you did. It's kind of funny because I saw a stream of someone doing like the password game recently, and I was like, that's so much chess knowledge that I do not have. Like, I just don't know chess. And like, why is there so many chess questions in the, like, not question, but like so many chess requirement. They ask like, oh yeah, what's the best move in this situation? I'm like, I don't know. I saw you didn't start at 12 and didn't tweet about it beforehand, so I just assume you went to sleep. No, I was stuck in the rain. Like, me and my mom was stuck in like not under the rain, but like we were stuck at the mall, and it was like raining, and I thought I could made it home in time, but yeah, I guess like it took quite some time for like taxi to come, and I didn't want, and like my mom didn't want me to like use my phone and know that. What did I miss? Maybe a mini rant, me talking about doing my nails. What else, guys? Me talking about going to the salon with my mom and having sushi. Underwear. Oh yeah, like I also talked about like my like how my sock went missing, as in you know, just one sock in the pair just kind of go somewhere and I cannot find it, and then Yan Kui said that if you put it in a laundry net, it would work, and I'm like, oh yeah, I usually use those for my underwear, and then everyone kind of went like, oh, the Naki underwear net, I guess. Oh yeah, I also took my meds, yeah. The panty lower. Yeah, it's like I put my underwear like in those laundry like net basket thing. Yeah. Was the rant about that or something else? It was about something else. You're curious about that now? It's basically the TLDR was that like I didn't get to maybe put in a lot of input for like the illustration for the birthday merch. And like I don't know, like something kinda get lost under like within or like down the communication line or something, but basically the something about that, like, but that's the TLDR, like so like now I just accept it, like okay, I don't really expect any other changes. I'm just gonna accept it as it is. Yeah, cause like I want like very specific kind of like you know, I want really specific stuff. You know, homo. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll still be cute, but it's just, you know, it's because I know exactly what I wanted, and like no one exactly asked me about it, they just went ahead, so I'm just like, okay, you know, like, okay. Oh no, it's not Nana Mama, like that's the thing, bro, I didn't even know who was going to draw it, like, yeah, I didn't even know. They didn't even tell me. I was like, it's just like one day, and I was just told, oh yeah, the artist is like starting with your illustration. I'm like, wait, you guys chose an artist? What? I was just like, what? Like, oh what? So yeah, I didn't even know that, but like, yeah, I hope it will still turn out cute, but. What the heck, yeah, like they give like choices, and then you know, I will like give them like, oh yeah, I like these people, but I don't know which one they would go with in the end. So I don't know, so it was just like, it, what do you mean? It's like stuff kind of get lost down the communication line. So it was, I guess, like it's also pretty busy at the moment with everyone's new outfit, so I think it's okay. I'm just really happy for my senpai. They're finally getting their new outfit, but at the same time it's like, why is everything so rushed? You know what I'm talking about. It feels like it's just like so rushed. I don't mind spacing it out or waiting, to be honest. Like, I don't mind. Yeah. Well, Gen 1 for sure. Like, they've been waiting for really, really long. So, Okay, so I don't mind waiting, because for me, like my senpai still deserve more time and like attention to like all of like the new outfit stuff. So, I don't mind waiting. That's why it's kind of speed run for Prism. Yeah. Oh my god, so many things are happening, right? Right. There's so much like having outfits, original song, and ads. Yeah, look at that. They have ads for like the transfer student. Wonder what the announcement for tomorrow will be. Yeah, I wonder. Honestly, at this pace, I feel like you guys already know, but classic middle child syndrome. Gen 4 is the middle child after all. Yeah, because we basically debuted, and then we're like transferred to Sony, right? So I feel like we're just at a really awkward time. It's like, it's like we join, we audition, and like things were different back then, and then suddenly we just got transferred. I'm like, oh, yeah, the step child for real, for real. Seeing Beta Lights ads when watching VODs, yeah. And wait, you know what's cool? Like they have like our MV in Akihabara. I retweeted. That's like so cool. I wanna go see it. I'm so jealous. I wanna like go to Akiba and take like picture of like the billboard, but they're only gonna be there for like 3 days, I think. And I'm like, ah, I'm so jealous. I wanna be there and like take pictures of it. Yeah, like in Akiba. That's like really sick. I know. I'm like, Mom, look, I'm on a screen in Akiba. It looks so cool, bro. I wish I could be there and take picture of it, and then just like smile to myself like, time to get the plane tickets. I'm not gonna. It's too sudden. Like Akiba debut. I'm going to get Japan next month, but it will be already ended. Yeah, it's only for 3 days. So sage. So sage. Can't get any more anime than that, right? It's so cool. So cool, so cool. Actually, wait. I think one of my friends is in Japan right now. Maybe I should ask her, like, if you're gonna go to Akiba, can you take pictures for me? Because like she went to Japan to like meet her boyfriend or something actually, and like she keep posting stuff on her Instagram story, and I'm like, oh my god, they're so cute, they're cute. And like she's also tempting me to like buy cosmetics. She took pictures of like cosmetic for me, and she's like, oh, you wanna buy? And I'm like, I hate you, but yes, I can. She's tempting me. Oh my god. She's like, yo, like I'm in Japan right now. You wanna like buy stuff? I can bring it back for you. I'm like, she's also enabling Naki. Yeah, JP Cosmetics are so nice. Yeah, and they have cute packaging. I really want like this specific thing, so I asked her if she can find him, and she's like, okay. Okay, the devil on your shoulder. She sounds like she's in the pyramid scheme. She's not. She's not. We usually like buy clothes together as well. So yeah, she's cute. She's really cute. Let's see if she can bring me an Asian femboy from their fangs. Oi, Grimber, what is this, huh? What? Wait, why are you saying that, huh? What? Why, what? Oi, 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 oi. What about me? Oi! I'm gonna be Satan, I'm gonna cry. Oh, hehehe. Yeah. I'm a femboy. Yeah. I'm not from there though, shall we? I'm like in fairy tale land, shall we? I live in an entirely different dimension. Wait. Paid fanboy experiences are a thing? What? Where? On OnlyFans or something? Huh? Wait. What do you mean by paid fanboy experience? Fanboy, I thought you were Oji-san. Okay, then fam Oji-san. Sure, so it's fam man. It's not boy anymore. Okay, it's kind of different. I'm sorry, okay? Rant a femboy? Oh my god. I want to as well. What the heck? Oi, I want as well. Can I also rent one? Bro, I'm so tempted. What the heck? I mean, you can rent girlfriend in Japan. So I guess I'm not surprised that you can rent a femboy. Yeah. Like in person? Her and Leora's dream? I'm gonna ask her about it. I'm gonna be like, Leora, give me the songs, like where? What store? Which place offered? I need to know for science. Yeah, it's very important. You can rent anything these days, right? The service industry. Although I feel like it's only popular in Japan. Like, do you even have like those kind of service like in your area? No, right? I tried finding it before, like, you know, around me, and I didn't really find anything. The only thing that kinda is like that are like those like cosplay and like date kinda like commission thing that girls are really into these days, like fangirls are really into. Like there's only that. I was kinda tempted at one point, but then I'm like my husband though are kinda like niche and kind of hard to cosplay, so I feel like they wouldn't want to do it. So I'm like, it's fine. Can I rent a country? No, I will only be interested in the service where you can hire people to sleep next to you, with you, not the yabe kind of sleep. Oh, I see, comfort pillow. Rent a lantern cosplayer. That's the thing, he's really hard to cosplay. Like, you look at his hair. I don't even need you to be in like the bodysuit, but like just look at his fucking hair. Like just think about styling that wig. Like it's already a nightmare, you know? So yeah. I'm like, it's okay. Oh, my husband though is hard to cosplay. You need to rent a person if you have Naki Daki though. I feel like I'm going to get jealous of my Naki Daki. I'm gonna get jealous of my own Daki Maka and be like, no, but I also want to be hugged by Kami P. Not the Daki Maka na yung. Can we rent a Naki cosplayer? I guess you can. Let's just pretend I'm still Naki, I guess. There was a girl working in that kind of establishment, and when the journalist asked her if she enjoyed her work, she said, "I hate every second of it," with that serious face. Damn. Like, I think I've seen, like, some interview of, like, those rent-a-girlfriend girl service, and I think usually they enjoy, like, their job, because, like, they also only hire girls that really enjoy going on dates and, like, giving people affection. Because obviously you need to be good at it so that, you know, you can provide good service. I guess it depends on stuff. Because, like, going on dates are different. Like, different from, like, those establishments of, like, those hugging to sleeping. Because, like, you need to interact with people. And it's kind of hard to, like, act like you're happy and enjoy it if you actually really hate it. So if you're gonna do it for a long time, it's hard to, like, pretend. Naki is good at giving affection, I feel. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy and parasocial, that's why you think that. There probably would be a lot of weird people too. I mean, yeah, you would need to be able to, like, deal with different kind of people. Like a Stimki, so it's more like real Naki. I'm not Stimki! I'm not Stimki at all, what the hecky? Random mommy? For real? Okay, sorry. I raised my voice. Yo! Oh my god! Can practice giving affection with me? I do give you guys a lot of affection, but that's because I do really like you and, like, enjoy talking with you and stuff. Okay, I know it's kind of, like, not really good to say this, but, like, my friend used to ask me, like, oh, yeah, would you actually, like, you know, be down to, like, date your viewers? And I'm like, yeah, I don't really mind. I mean, why not, you know? I know it's not good to say that kind of thing, though. Homo, but, like, yeah, crazy parasocial, at least you're honest. Yeah, I know I'm crazy and parasocial. It's okay. At least I know myself. Love you too, Naki. We're red boys. Yeah, I know I shouldn't say this kind of thing, though. And then you would, like, I don't know, go to my house or something. It's not good, Dayo, but at this point, you're like, I trust you. To be fair, saying your viewers, I feel, is pretty vague. You have a lot of regulars. Ma. Yeah, it is pretty vague. But trying to think of how should I say this. It's because, like, you know, because, like, you guys watch me and I feel like we do have, like, lots of, like, similar interests, and, like, it's really easy to talk to you, so I'm just like, it's chill. Last time my cousin did with a crazy chick, that was really last time he was alive. You were literally stabbed him to death. Oh, okay, that's a bit too extreme. I don't think I'll get that crazy. Yeah, I would not get that crazy, don't worry. don't worry. I wouldn't be that crazy. I am crazy, but, like, not like that, okay? That's a bit too crazy. not like that. That's a bit too extreme. Really share interests. Yeah, because like it's easy. It's easy to talk. Like you will need to be around them all the time, right? So it's good to be able to like, you know, talk to them and like feel comfortable talking to them like a lot of the time. Only a little step. No, I would not. Naki doesn't need a knife. She got them paws. But these paws are like stuffed paws. They're stuffed paws. So wouldn't work either way. Yeah. Already. I'm just like kind of looking at like this illustration at the moment. Yandere Naki cute. I mean, yandere are only cute if they're like anime girls. Yandere. Okay, actually, wasn't there this one story of like this yandere girl in Japan that's like really popular, and she was like really cute. She was like this megane yandere. She was like, yeah, the megane yandere girl that like stabbed her boyfriend to death or something, and she was actually really cute. And like all of those otaku were totally like crazy over her. She's like, I don't know, and they're like, oh my god, she is so cute. I wish I were me. My god. And I'm like, bruh, you would be dead. You wouldn't be able to feel anything anyway. Like, what the heck? She stabbed her boyfriend. She was just sitting there after. But okay, she was really cute. She was really cute. God, you gotta admit, she's cute. They're not wrong. She just happened to be cute. Sent her to jail, but otakus want to set her free. Yeah, man, otakus sure are built different. They really are going to like the psych ward looking for girlfriends. Maybe they want that part too. Yeah, maybe. That's kind of sad. That changed me. You don't mind being unalive by a cute person? Maybe that's a good way to go. Who knows? I mean, we're all gonna die anyway. Maybe it's better that a cute girl did it. Maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't know, I'm just trying to put myself in their shoes and think about it. And yeah, maybe. Only if it's Naki, I would not do that to you. I would want you to be alive. And then we can be happy together. Cause like if one of us is dead, then what the hell? What am I gonna do? It will be really sad. No heckin' way. In anime, I understand the pure IRL no things. Yeah, exactly. Otaku would not go anywhere to get girlfriend. Oh my god, they can be Discord moderator though. Looking for the Discord kids, you know. They think she's cute, so it's okay she commit murder? What the heck? I have seen like a bunch of clips where like cute girls doing these really dumb things, and people in the comment always say stuff like, oh yeah, that's annoying, but she's cute, so I'll forgive her. And I'm like, but why? But no. Only fine, cause only Naki, no reason for the knife. No! It's not fine. We can live with a cute girl. I don't want to die, right? Like, you wanna enjoy it. Cause like, how can you enjoy being with a cute girl, you're gonna be dead, right? Crazy girls are hot, right, Chad? I mean, I do understand your appeal, though. I myself kind of like girls that are like a bit unhinged, and like in like fictional girls only, like in anime and manga. I also like girls that like are a bit unhinged and a bit crazy, just because I think they're interesting. You know, they're better than like those Mary Sue character, because like those characters are just so bland to me. Like that's why I hate Orihime in Bleach so much, just because she's like so bland, and like she's just there at plot device. That's why I'm just like, why? And I also really don't like how fairy tale kind of like nerf Lucy so much. Like, what the heck? She's really cool, and she got like really really interesting powers, but they just made her to become like the damsel in distress, and just made her like plot device as well. So like, man, like they just made her very like logical. Yeah, they just made her like this weak girl, like need someone help, and like make her really boring. And I'm just like, that's so much lost potential, right? Like there, just because she's plain, she doesn't deserve this the spot. Not really, it's more like to me she's not interesting to read about or like to watch, like just that's just it. Lucy power is so much cooler than Natsu, right? Yeah. She's just a fan service character. It's sad though. It's sad though. It's not, I mean, there are some really fun, logical characters. It's just, I guess some of them are really, plain and built. Like, the character building is good, I guess. You're right, I never made a connection in Fairy Tale, but it's true. So that happens a lot with girls in shonen anime. Honestly, I feel like Nami in One Piece, she's a real badass after the time skip, but she doesn't... I feel like she doesn't really get lots of, like, screen time, you know? Like, she barely used her power. She just, like... not doing much. And I'm like, but Nami is so cool. And, like, I really like her, like, weather-related powers. Like, she's so strong. She can summon fucking lightning, bro. What the hecky? She's so hecking strong. She should get more, like, screen time and, like, you know, more spotlight on her. Yeah, Robin is really cool as well, but she also doesn't get that much screen time either. Nami does get quite a little screen time whole series, sadly. Yeah, exactly. I think Robin gets more screen time than Nami. That's the thing. Nami gets some playing some art, but most of the time she's running away with Usopp. Yeah, exactly. But Nami is really strong. I'm like, every time she fights, I'm like, bro, she's so cool, you know? Yeah, she's like, Nami and Robin, they're both smart and strong. But they don't get much, like, spotlight on them. So I'm, like, kind of sad sometimes. Like, they're so cool. I love them. Yeah, Nami really becomes so much cooler after the time skip. Tashiki, best girl. Oh my god, yeah! Tashiki became so hot. She's so hot after the time skip. Like, what the heck? I honestly didn't expect that. She became so heckin' hot. You like Sukeban girls or something? I guess I do like kind of like delinquent girls. I don't like them. I like cool girls. Homo. Yeah, I do like Sukeban girls. Tashiki is the glasses girl of a sort. Yeah, that's her. Like, smoker apprentice. Yeah, she's Oh my god, she's so cute. She's so heckin' cute. Have you watched any of those Sukeban series from the past? I feel like not really. Not really. There's this one anime live action that I watched that has like Sukeban girls in it as well, and they're pretty cool. Schoolers fighting each other with weird items? I guess not really. Let me introduce my mom then. She was a delinquent, assaulted her classmate, and get jailed for that. Oh my god, she's so metal. That's so hardcore, bro. Damn. Damn. Sheesh. Why is Sukeban like delinquents, I guess? Delinquents? They're quite interesting, a type of series that totally died off. Yeah, like Gyaru also died off as well. Like Gyaru and Sukeban, they're kind of like died off sadly. I rarely see Gyarus nowadays. Gyaru used to be more popular, but now I don't see Gyarus anymore. Fireware 3, they put an Easter egg. You didn't. Her emotes, she took off her glasses, became game screen became blurry. Ooh. That's so cool. I have never played that. I think I only played one, like, kind of One Piece game on the PSP, but it was in Japanese. So I don't understand anything from the plot. I played it, but I'm like, what's going on? Like, I didn't understand anything. I was like, oh yeah, we're firing this guy? Okay, what happened? I don't know, but okay, yo, let's fucking go. I really want to play like a One Piece game. It was in Japanese. I have no idea. And they don't. It's like when they talk, I can understand, but when it's just like old text, I'm like, what are they talking about? And the game doesn't have that much voice acting, so I'm just like lost. I'm just like, I don't understand anything. Like, I don't know what the story is about. Oh, Gen 4 would work as Gyarus? I don't think I'm really Gyaru, though. I don't talk like Gyaru. I don't think I'm like a Gyaru. I feel like none will be a good Gyaru. That's what I think. None will be a good Gyaru. Me? I'm not really Gyaru. That's so relatable. So many anime games never get localized, especially back in the days. Yeah! I just play it in Japanese and I don't even understand it. So, but I really want to play it. Yeah. Sorry. Gyaru style dead? Yeah, it's kind of sad. It kind of like died off. I still see some Gyarus around, but they're like really rare. Like, I think like Gyarus and Lolita fashion and Mori K as well, like, those styles used to be really popular back in the days, but I think they kind of died off already. Have you looked at the Kamen Rider games? Yeah! They're so cool! They're so heckin' cool! Like, there's like this Kamen Rider games on the Switch I wanted to buy, but it was like sold out and I couldn't really get it. But I'll try to search for it again. I really wanted it. Mori K? Mori, like forest. Mori forest. It's like, kind of like loose, baggy clothing with a lot of layers. Kind of like reminds you of like a forest. Yeah, like very, very soft. With like a lot of greens and like a lot of beige color. Yeah. I guess kind of like cottage core. I don't have hope at any Kamen Rider games anymore. Yeah, I heard they're not that good, but the fighting one was like with Revise, like the one on Switch, it looks pretty good. Yeah, cottage core with lots of baggy clothes. Yeah, like lots of baggy clothes, lots of layer. It's really pretty. I also used to be into it a bit, so I own like some like Mori style clothes, but now I don't wear them anymore. Like I kind of jump to a different style. License games not being good is just a norm. Yeah, like the JoJo one. I want to play that one as well, but a lot of people say it's not good. Gonna go get lunch, so I'll be lurking. Okay, have fun lurking. What are you getting for lunch? I already had sushi, but now I guess I also kind of want something else as well. The fighting game one? JoJo fighting game one. That one. Drama core? What is that? I do no, not trauma core. I played the original JoJo All-Star Battle on PS3. The balance was very bad. I hope they improve the new one. Yeah, people kind of say it's bad, so. But I still want to try it. Chimkin sandwich, which just sounds so good. Chimkin actually sounds really good. Yeah. I don't have a PlayStation though, so yeah. Man, it's really raining like a lot. Did you ever try the PS1 JoJo game? No, actually. I guess I wasn't that interested on JoJo games. I'm more interested in anime games like recently. I really don't play a lot of like anime games. You're 20XX, Naki still have a PS, that thing for gamers. I do want to like get one eventually, but it's like that's the thing. I already have so many games that I hoard on Steam. And I'm pretty sure I would never even play them. So I would feel like it would just be a waste to get a PlayStation because I'm sure I would not touch them. Like I barely touch my Switch. For real. So that's why. I barely even touch my Switch. I feel like I would just waste money. Yeah, exactly. Like I have so many games I want to play on PC. My wish list is so long, and my library has like 200 games, and I barely like play. So, you know, I feel like it would just be a waste of money if I bought another console. There are so many games on PC and like on Switch already. Yeah, I had a 3DS, and they do have like a lot of good games. Homo homo. Naki was a normie back then? No. I just play on my PSP and my 3DS. I just really like handheld console because I can play basically anywhere and not only at like one specific place, like in front of my TV or something. So yeah, I just really like handheld console. What PS5? I play Elden Ring and FIFA on it. I think yeah, that's why I don't want to like you know, buy a console and then never touch it because I feel like it'll be such a waste. So I think someone sent me like a long list of games on Marrow's. I haven't checked it yet. Like after I tweeted out like I bought some games thanks to some Marrow recommendations, someone sent me like an even longer list. I haven't looked for them yet, but I'll look for them now. Yeah, the Vita was really good. They had a lot of like really good RPG, like JRPG on the Vita, and a lot of like good gotta get on the Vita as well, like dating sims. It's actually good. I wanted to get it at one point, but then I never really got it. I'm searching up games right now. What's this one? Time Lie? Stealth Puzzle Adventure. Ooh! Wait, that's so cool. Wait, this looks really cool. Ah, it's 50% off! No fucking way! I wanna buy it. This is... Oh god, this is the first game! What the heck? Bruh, it looks so cool! What the heck? Wait, it has a cat? I'm buying it. I'm putting it in my cart. It has a cat! Let's take and go. Dave the Diver? Oh yeah, I kinda wanna buy Subnautica as well. Oh my god. Yo! That looks so cool! Wait. Okay. Okay, this one is quite expensive though, and like 10% off. Oh yeah, it's really new. It's really new. The summer sale ends soon? Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna buy it. I already have Opus. Expression Amarillado. I have that on my wish list actually. Isn't that a Yuri game? Yeah, it's a Yuri game. I have that on my wish list. I have it. Dave the Diver. Man. Okay. I'm just going to ask Mane-san to buy that one for me. I put it on my wish list. I'm like lazy, so I'm just typing with like one hand. I'm just like so lazy. I'm just like reclining on my chair and being really lazy. The Messenger. Ooh, interesting looking. I mean, I know some of these games. Time Lie? That looks really good. Purchase for myself. Wait, what? Why does it let me purchase it? Uh-oh. Oi! Hello? Let me pay. I bought it. The messenger? Uh-oh. Let's see. Maybe it's because it's raining, this is why it's kind of... There's so many games in this list. You should give like a TLDR on the games. I'm like, I would have to search all of them. At least I know some of these. Like I play One Shot already. I played Night in the Woods already as well. Skull, I have it on my wish list. Same with Expression Amarillado. I also own like Opus game. One Opus game. The other, I don't know actually. Yeah, I don't know the rest. You go for it with scary games? No! No! I'm not good at scary games. Like, look at me. I'm so bad. I'm definitely not good. Wait, is Bloody Hell a free game? Whoa! Interesting. Add to library. Then F-A-Z, what is this? Aren't you a horror game VTuber? No. See guys, there's so many good games on Steam. I'm already going broke from just buying games on Steam. Oh, this one looks cool. I don't think I'm gonna buy it right now, but I'm gonna put it on my wish list. You're super good with horror games? No heckin' way! I'm really a coward. I just happen to be able to play Dark Woods, and I can tolerate Dark Woods. But I think even Cole can tolerate Dark Woods, and she said that she's bad with horror games. It's only known as a bit special. That's it. Yeah. I didn't even think she would be that scared. Like, would be like bad at. But with like Dark Woods. Oh, this looks interesting. Inmost. I'm gonna put it on my wish list. I think you said you want like Box. You said you liked them. You liked the messenger before, and DF also recommended. Like I'm looking at right now, but it doesn't interest me that much. At least right now, I'm like looking at it again though. I like searching all of the game Lacuna. A sci-fi noir adventure. Ooh, it reminds me of Chicken Police. Ooh, okay. Whose score reminds me of Ninja Gaiden? But yeah, I don't usually play those kind of games. I don't know. Maybe I'll consider it one of these days. My controller. I knocked it over. Oops. Oops. I'm sorry. Ah! Where? I'm showy. Let's see. Night game. I'm heading to bed. You're gonna spend a small fortune on Steam again today. Only if the game really interests me. I mean, Steam sale is going to end soon, so you know. This is like the last time you can buy cheap game, bro. Oxenfree? What's this one? Ooh, okay. Looks cool. Looks cool. I'm gonna add to my wish list. My wish list is getting longer and longer. And you think I wanna buy another console? No hecking way. No hecking way. So many games. But yes, that's welcome, and I have five for the good night. And also, good night, Oishiso. Good night, good night. Oh, this one is cute. This one is cute. Okay. I don't think I'm gonna buy any of these soon, though. But Beyond the Long Night. Did you play Life is Strange? Oh no, I actually haven't. But there are so many Life is Strange games now. Yeah, I haven't. I was interested in it because it was really popular back in the days, but yeah. I guess like the longer the wait, the more I just went, I feel like I might have started too late now, and I just do not have the motivation to start anymore just because there's so many episodes now, and I'm like, it feels so long. I'm not sure if I want to start. Cassette Beast looks like, ooh, interesting. It's like Pokemon, but there's like a twist, I guess. Pokemon with a twist. Uh-oh, last command is bullet hell. It looks cute, but it's bullet hell. There's no hacking way. Basically Pokemon, yeah. That's what I think. Alright, continuous story. But aren't there like episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in that? I thought they were like continuous. They're not? Are they not? Wait. Heal of Mega Man games? I feel like I've asked before but forgot. Let me see. I mean, I will be down to playing it. I feel like I played Mega Man before. It's actually really hard. Actually quite hard. It's like precise platformer, right? I mean, I'm pretty bad at games with like similar, like sort of similar to Mario. I have never been like good with games like Mario or Mega Man. One History has 5 episodes. Oh, okay. Depends on which Mega Man. I see. It just looks really difficult to me, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I can play it. Do you ever get your approval for Neptunia games? No, not yet. Original Mega Man are super tough. Yeah, I saw people play those, and I'm like, it looks so difficult. Mm-mm-mm. 3D platformers? Wait, No, wait, actually, 3D platformers, I feel like I'm really bad at it. Like, 2D platformer is easier for me. Because I have, like, bad depth perception. So, I'm better at 2D platformers than 3D. I suck at 3D platforming because the depth perception, I have no depth perception. It's like, it's really hard for me to, like, gauge the distance. Legacy Collection make the games way easier too. Ooh, I see. Never get in touch with them. As in, I asked for permission, but I haven't received like reply yet. I did ask for permission for Neptunia Games. Let me search it up right now. Yeah, I asked for like Neptunia like Rebirth, the first one. It's like pending. But that was back in May 25th. If it takes this long, I don't know. I feel like I'll just assume it's n I'll just assume I cannot play it. I haven't bought it yet. That's good. Mega Man. Mega Man franchise on Steam. Ooh, the Legacy Collection is like really cheap right now. Mega Man. Yeah, it's really cheap. Like Mega Man X Legacy Collection, or is it Mega Man Legacy Collection? Which one? There is also Mega Man 11. There's like so many. I don't know which one to get. Also, X series? X series? Which one? There are a lot of them. X will be easier. X is easier. Oh, okay. Store. X. So Mega Man X Legacy Collection. Add to my wish list. Okay. Uh-oh. Wait. Just people say it's like pixel scaling issues? Well, we'll see. We'll see. You only play X1 was fun. Okay, let's see how good I am with Mega Man, I guess. I feel like I would suck at it, but I'll try my best. I'll try my best. Chaos Chow is on Steam. Oh, wait. I feel like I've heard of it before. Oh wait. Same creator as like Steins;Gate. Ooh. Okay. Bro, I still want to. Like buy and play Steins;Gate, like the visual novel one, because like I've only watched the anime, right? So I kind of wanna play the visual novel, but so I have had it on my Steam wish list for quite a while, but then I'm like, I wonder if when I will actually play it, because yeah, reading visual novel kind of yeah, I know I need to spend a lot of time on it to actually play through all of the routes. Play a visual novel, it's fun. Yeah, I really want to play it. And for Opus, I already bought like Opus Echo of Star Song. Yeah, I got it. Actually, someone gifted this game to me. Cause they want me to try out Opus, so they give me the game. I never got to playing it though. Gotta play. I have access to it already. That's nice. Chaos Child. I was reading something as mess words. It's okay. It's okay. Also, I bought like the Steam, like the Steam summer theme. It's so cute. It has like, it's like pixel art, and then it has cats. And I'm like, I'm gonna buy it. I have so many, so many Steam points, so I just spend it. I have so much. I bought like a bunch of stuff, and I still have like 5,000 points left. Yeah, like they got a bunch of cute cats, so I bought all of them. There's like the Summer in the City night, but that one has like less cat. I still bought it though. And there's Summer in the City day. I have more cats. What's a bit yellow, but I still chose that one because more cats. I also bought like the animated cat avatar. Like they're all so cute. Like they have like a bunch of cats doing different things. I don't even use them, but I bought them just because I wanted. Like the sleeping cat, the cat that's like cleaning itself, they're so cute. And like a bunch of like cat stickers as well. There's just like cute cat and it's pixel art. I buy. I buy. It's just really cute. Did you play Nier on stream? No, I didn't. And then I don't think we can play Nier on stream. Yeah. I play it by myself though. I never finished it. How do you spend Steam points? Got 500,000 at this point. For me, I spend it on like decorated frames and like in themes, and I also buy like those seasonal batch. Yeah, I bought seasonal batch as well. I only buy like the cute ones. Like the summer one has the penguin, so I was like, oh, that one is cute, I'll buy the penguin one. And wait, let me see, what batches do I have? I only buy one that looks cute. I don't spend a lot of my Steam points because why not, you know. Yeah, I only buy like cute badges. I have a bunch of them. Oh yeah, I guess you can also give points, like buying awards as well. And to give to other people profile, you know, I give some to my friends, like those wholesome awards and everything, cause just for fun, you know, just for fun. Yeah, you can't buy games with it. No, sadly you cannot. Although you can sell your trading card. You can sell your trading card for a bit of money though. And then you can use those money. I don't think you can sell enough to buy games. But what I do is I just sell cards I don't use, and I use it to buy cards that I want. Yeah, basically that's what I do. For emotes nonsense. You always, I also bought like funny emotes, including furry emotes, just because I feel like it's funny to use it with my friends. horny cat girl backgrounds. I think I also own them. I own some funny cat girl animated background. You can if it's a cheap game. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, if you're not gonna use trading card anyway, might as well sell it and get and buy games and get stuff like that. But yeah, I do use like all of my points. Okay, I think I'm going to wrap up the space and go to bed maybe. You have 363 games on Steam? Damn, that's a lot. That's a lot. I only have like around 200. That's a lot. I only have like around 200. Man. I already thought I'm a bad hoarder, but apparently you're even worse. Yeah. And yes, it's fun talking to you today. Thank you so much for coming to the space. It was really comfy. Now, I'm just going to bed. 1.2k games? Damn. I guess you hoard even more than me. Like, how can you play all of them? Like, I have like 200 games and I don't even, like, half of them I haven't even completed yet. Like, or even touch. Like, half of them. Cause like, I guess I play RPG and RPG really takes a lot of time, so. Thank you for the space, sorry for being late. It's okay, I was late as well. Thinking we'll play our Steam game, it's just a collection, right? Thank you for the space. No, thank you so much for coming to talk with me. It's really comfy. Now I can sleep comfortably. I don't know, it feels like on days when I'm not streaming, I just go to bed, feel like, you know, like something is missing, you know, like I didn't get to talk to Kami P today. Yeah. Get over 1,000 game on my console, it changes every month. Man, that's like a lot. Like, I cannot, like, play that many games. And I don't want to hoard too many games as well. Like, I have self-control, guys. Bye. Good night. Thank you so much for coming to the space today. I'll see you guys at, like, the Gen 4 special stream. Nah. Thank you. Thank you for coming and talk with me. It was really comfy. Now I'm eating. So, Ochinaki, aoda, night, love you, bye-bye. Ah, I do, thank you so much for today. Thank you. It's nice to talk to you. Yeah, I mean, you already kind of know what, like, the announcement will be, but, yeah. Anyway, adieu! Bye-bye! Good night! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Bye-bye! Ow! I'll miss you!